I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt. I am a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. So often, clients come to me because they have been laid off, let go, or their position has been eliminated. And sometimes my clients are actually relieved when it happens. Many of them got hired soon out of college and went immediately into their field of study, only to discover all too soon that the work they were doing didn't really feel like a fit. It sounded better in a college classroom than it did in the world of work. And that is for a variety of reasons. But the opportunities to increase salary and to have more impressive job title and the promise of the next promotion bringing a stronger sense of purpose keeps presenting itself. And the desire to win that climb up the corporate ladder can guide career paths and directions that are not necessarily fueled with passion. And ironically, many of those who find themselves on this path silently are looking for a way to do something different. And sometimes getting laid off or let go is the only way it's going to happen. My guest today is Yvonne Smith. Yvonne's position as an executive director in hospitality was recently eliminated. We're going to go to break, and when we return, Yvonne will join us, and she will tell us how, although it did not feel good initially, she can now say that ultimately it was a very good thing. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Yvonne Smith, and Yvonne has been a friend of mine for several years, and I have had the pleasure of knowing her career path along the way. As is with very common with most of the people I know, it's generally a topic of conversation because I simply can't help myself. And I've always delighted in watching Yvonne with her vast array of skills and talents, navigating the waters of her executive director position and the ups and downs that go with that. So I thought today would be a great opportunity to bring Yvonne on the show and to share with us how sometimes having a position eliminated, although it's difficult at the time, can definitely have some benefits that go with it. So thank you so much for joining us, Yvonne.
Well, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here with you today.
Yes, great. So anyway, let's start at the beginning. And would you mind just sharing with us, how did you find yourself in the industry that, the hospitality industry that you landed in?
Well, and that was kind of an interesting journey as well. And I think I should correct real quick. My position, the last position I held in hospitality was as a senior director.
Okay.
But anyway, I just want to be sure I'm
sure.
Accurate with all that.
Sure.
But, you know, actually, my background was very, very different than hospitality. I was a marketing and public relations development executive, worked mostly in high-tech and manufacturing environments for about, 25 years. But I was married to someone that was involved in the service industry. We ended up opening up a business, and through that, discovered I had a talent for the hospitality side, and as well as that business development and marketing and PR. And so when our marriage ended, I wasn't sure what I was going to do next, but I really thought I'd probably just go back into marketing PR, go back and work, you know, for a manufacturer or somebody back in high tech. And I ran into a high school friend, and this is like a year or two after I'm divorced, and he says, you know, he works at a large regional resort, and they have a position open, and he says, gosh, I think you'd be fantastic at it. And I go, well, I don't even know what that is. I know, right? And so he says, well, you've done this, this, and this. And, you know, that's basically what this job entails. And I was like, oh, yeah. So I read the job description. I thought, oh, yeah, I can do that. And so it's not a job I would have ever even thought of because I didn't even know it existed.
Wow.
Turns out that it was a job I absolutely loved. and really flourished in it, and not just, you know, from a skill set perspective, but just loved all the people I was surrounded with. And, you know, hospitality is just a beautiful industry.
Absolutely.
You know, for people, if you have a heart for people and heart for service, it's just a fantastic industry. And so I was really fortunate. I was given a lot of great opportunities and was able to, you know, continue to expand my role with the organization. And so 10 years later, I was a senior director, and, you know, we went through COVID and all of the things that came with COVID, and they had to make some tough decisions, and they did a reorganization. I found myself without a job.
Right.
And it was shocking for sure. I just remember the day that I was told. It was a Monday, and I think I still had, even though it was Monday in the afternoon, I had already worked, you know, 14 or 15 hours between Sunday and that Monday afternoon. Anybody who knows me, and you do, Lissa, so you know,
yep.
that I worked a lot of hours, and I loved what I did. So it wasn't, you know, I'm not being a martyr by any means. I just loved what I did.
Sure.
And loved the people. And it's a 24/7 operation, so there's always a lot to do.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was kind of the fast track for how I got to where I was a year and a half ago.
Right. Well, and what stopped me kind of right when you started talking was that you, when you were in the marketing and the tech world, that you discovered that you had a talent or a passion for the hospitality industry. So how did you know that?
Well, you know, what happened is my daughter was born, and, you know, I was married at the time. He started a business, but I was doing the management side of it for him. And just being involved in that is where I really discovered that I enjoyed the interaction with guests and with people, and just the creating an experience for people. Because a lot of hospitality is about creating an experience.
Sure.
That people aren't going to have when they're at home. And so I just really enjoyed that. I did not really know at the time that what that was a precursor to where I was going to go.
Sure.
In a more traditional hospitality sense. In fact, I remember the day that I ran into that, you know, high school friend of mine, and, you know, he makes the connection before I ever would have. I never would have. I'm so grateful to him.
Yeah.
But it just was an interesting leap for me, because it also became a blessing at that moment, because I remember there was a part of me, I don't know anybody who's been through a divorce, but if they have the same feeling, where I was thinking, gosh, I feel like I kind of got the raw end of the deal here. And,
right.
you know, I put my heart and soul into growing the business we had together, and, you know, did so much, and we were quite successful. And in the end, I did not leave with very much in terms of, you know, financial gain. And a part of me was, I wouldn't say I was bitter, but I was just like, what just happened?
Sure.
You know, I put my heart into soul into this and built this. And so when I ran into this friend and he had this opportunity for me, it was an aha moment for me. It's like, you know, when God touches you on the head and says, see, I had you.
Yes, you know? Exactly. Exactly.
You know, you thought you did it for nothing, but guess what? That's not true.
Yes.
It's going to take you to the next place. It just took a little bit of time to get there. The next step was, you know, a year and a half or 2 years.
Yes, but I love the fact that you recognized when you were immersed in this other field that something felt good about being able to create experiences and to be able to be, you know, to work with people in that way. And that's one of those things I try to encourage people that know what they're doing isn't it. It's like to pay attention to what feels like it is it.
Right. No, you're so right. And, you know, I just know that there were those things that meant a lot to me. And I think in hospitality and a lot of other industries too, we have the opportunity to transform somebody's day, or, you know, to help them celebrate an important life moment or something in a way that they'll always remember. And to me, that creativity and, you know, the other part of my job was helping to make spaces beautiful. And I loved that as well. And I'm not talking about, you know, decadence or
right.
anything like that. I'm just talking about even simple things like, you know, having fresh flowers and plants and, you know, the artwork you surround yourself with, the music that you hear, how comfortable the furnishings are, how inviting the space is. And then, of course, you can have the most beautiful place in the world, but if you don't have people with open arms and open hearts inviting people in, then sure. It probably doesn't matter. But I was lucky enough to work at a place where we were, filled with people who had open hearts and open minds, or open arms too, so.
Right. And then, so from the position that you started at to where you ultimately ended up, what were the stages and steps along the way and positions that you got to experience to get there? And did you get the opportunity to fine-tune what it is you genuinely wanted to do?
Are you talking about my position was eliminated or while?
No, when you first got started with that company and you, right. How did that path go for you within that experience?
That's a great question. I think the first few years was just mastering, the job that I had been hired to do. I had never done it before. And, I knew enough from the other industries I'd been involved with that there would be professional organizations out there to help me. So on the skill side, just, immersed myself in that. And then discovered, like a lot of people do, that there's a lot of skills you already have that really do transfer seamlessly over. Right. So when it comes to budgeting and being able to do financial analysis and those kinds of things. And of course, the marketing and PR side and the business development. And then just really mastered, the job I'd been hired for and just discovered through that as you become really good at what you're doing or, you have a certain level of mastery, you start bringing up other people to develop their skills. And I was super lucky again that I just worked with amazing, smart, bright people who are hardworking and loved the jobs they were doing as well. And so just over time, you start to see that you can expand, And so being a part of a team, too, where we had the opportunity to, we had kind of an entrepreneurial mindset at the place I was working. And sure. So if you had an idea, even if it wasn't right in your area, you had the ability to share that. So basically, just from coming up with more ideas or seeing something that wasn't working quite right, I was given just more opportunities. And so that's just kind of how it happened year after year. I was able to grow that. And I'm really, really grateful for that.
Yeah. And it sounds like you had a lot of freedom to pick and choose people that brought either skills that complemented you or talents that complemented you or filled in gaps that you didn't have. And I think that is always something that anyone that's embarking upon maybe a career that they don't know everything about is to be super keenly aware of being able to do that.
Absolutely. And, I think it's actually interesting you say that because one of the things I was recently asked, how do you describe yourself? And one of the things I said was, amongst a few other things, but just continuing to crave being a learner and learning and not being afraid to learn from other people. I think one of the things that can happen in corporate environments is you can get very competitive with other people.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a trap for everyone. I don't think it serves anyone when you get into that space. And I'm speaking because I have gone in that space. It's not one that felt good, and I'm glad to say I got out of it. I understood it wasn't feeling very good. I like to embrace a more abundant mindset for one, but also just that there's so much that we can learn from all the people that are around us. And when, maybe I didn't have those people or I was unaware that I had those people around me, I wasn't afraid to go out there and find it.
Right.
And so, I really encourage people to stay curious and to stay lifelong learners and not to give up and to keep going out there and looking. And I ended up developing a network that now spans the entire globe through some of the organizations that I joined and even through my vendors. I mean, my vendors, some of them are still some of my dearest friends to this day. And, what bonded us is not just the fact that we were in the same industry, but it's the fact that we felt the same way about people and about life and, kind of that living your life with your arms wide open. And that kind of mindset. So
yes, exactly. So I know that one of the things that the clients I work with repeatedly say to me, and without even knowing each other, one of the common themes is always the one thing that's most disillusioning in the corporate world is that it's all about the bottom line. And that there really is not a sense of purpose or fulfillment or recognition for that person and what they bring to the table. So is that something that you've recognized, or were you able to just kind of overcome that?
You know, I think I was very lucky. I worked for a company that did have a purpose beyond the bottom line. To be fair, they are a very successful company, so
yes, you know, they've got it both, you know, going on.
Right, yeah. Right. But it was actually one of the things that really cemented my job in so many ways, in my heart and in my identity and my psyche, is because they were about more than the bottom line.
Nice.
Very, very involved in the community, and through my job there, I was able to be involved in the community and bring resources to some amazing organizations, and the company is very instrumental in making the lives better of so many people in the region.
Right.
And so that's very, very rewarding to me.
Yeah.
And it's not something that I think everybody has the opportunity, yep, to experience. I will say, you know, there are other corporate lessons, though, for sure, that transcend even a culture of, that kind of philanthropic culture. And, you know, I kind of spoke lightly about it, but, you know, there is that sense of competition, and there's, yep, that sense of silos where people, you know, are working to further their own agendas or to get attention or to get credit or... you know, some of those kinds of things that you know, aren't, I haven't seen them anyway. Perhaps they're productive in other environments, but I've never,
sure,
seen it be very productive.
No.
And it's really damaging to people. And, you know, so,
yeah,
you know.
It can make the difference between whether you enjoy the work that you do or you don't. I mean, the competition factor can be that,
right,
influential. So anyways, it's already time for us to take a break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who've chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I am Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Yvonne Smith, and Yvonne has just recently found herself where she has an opportunity to pursue a new avenue for herself career-wise after being eliminated from a senior director position in hospitality. And Yvonne has chosen to recognize the benefits of that and the good things that came out of that. So that was the reason I wanted to have her on the show. And we were talking about some of the things that she got to enjoy and grow from while she was at her past position. And so, Yvonne, I thought it might be interesting to talk about, you know, moving on from there. So it's been several months, and you've got an opportunity to kind of get past that first initial blow. And as you said, it was shocking. So other people are experiencing things like that and have been over the past, you know, several years with the pandemic and for other reasons as well. But so when you're in a position that, you know, you're enjoying and it's highly influential and you've got a nice salary and you really identify with it, and you all of a sudden find that you don't have that job. Like, so tell us, what was that like?
Gosh, that's another great question. So, you know, I will say that it was ultimately a huge blessing. And, you know, at first, I shouldn't even say that, because I know even in the moment, I'm one of those people, and you and I have had these conversations, mm-hmm, before, but I always know that I'm held in God's hands. Like, I know whatever's happening, I'm going to be okay. I don't get it always. I might not be happy, but I have that assuredness where I just know that it's going to be okay. And so that gives me so much peace.
Yes.
And so, I mean, I remember going home that day and, you know, sitting on the couch and think I made a cup of tea or something. And I just kind of sat there for a few moments. Well, it's probably an hour, just trying to let it all sink in. Mm-hmm. Because I think as human beings, one of our instincts is to try to pretend it's not happening.
Sure.
And I, you know, I've been on this planet long enough that I know that that's not always a great strategy.
Right.
And I just didn't want to stay there for any longer than I needed to. And that shock, and it was painful, and it was surprising and all of that. So I don't want to take away from the fact that it is very, very painful. But, you know, one thing I will say is that it's part of that whole thing that our parents tell us when we were growing up, always do your best, right?
Right.
And when you do, the world continues to open up to you. And so within, I would say, I think 24 hours or 48 hours, my phone was already ringing with people with offers, with jobs and things like that. All the job offers would force me to move away from this area. And I didn't really want to move at that point.
Right.
And, you know, I'd been pretty careful in terms of my finances for a while. So I had a bit of a nest egg, and I had, you know, the luxury of some time. And I know not everybody has that, but I'll say that that was a huge blessing to have some time. And to be fair, too, I was extremely grateful that my phone started ringing right away, because I think self-doubt can start creeping in very quickly.
Sure. Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
So I'm lucky. And, of course, I have wonderful friends like you, and I have a great family, and so I have a great support network as well. But I did think it was important to sit in that space. So I did a lot of the things that I know you advise people to do. I journaled. I talked to people. I took long walks and got lots of exercise and slept and, you know, had some really good wine. And I'm, you know, and just, you know, just tried to immerse myself in that space and time. And then after about 2 months, I had an opportunity to start doing some consulting. And so I was able to do some consulting. I spent a month down in Sonoma. I did some work with another hospitality, a well-known hospitality group in the area, and I was with them for about 2.5 months. And I continue to serve on an international board and serve on some other boards of directors. So I had some other activities and things that were keeping me busy too. So, you know, and I was able to go see my sister on the East Coast, and she was having some really significant health issues. And so it was wonderful to just have that open time. And again, this is those moments where you just realize that, you know, had I been working in that job where I was working huge hours and had mm-hmm. huge responsibility, that it would have been virtually impossible for me to go for the length of time that I did.
Sure.
And well, I was able to be there for my sister in a way that I don't know that I could have been before.
Exactly. And I think one of the things that we did talk about initially was it's that loss of identity. You know, it's, you know, you had this position that, you know, was impressive and had status and influence, and there was a lot of respect to that. And then all of a sudden, it's gone. And
right.
then we struggle. We don't know who we are. It's like,
I know, we're like, who am I?
Who am I? I'm not that person anymore. Well, you are still the same person, but you just don't have
right.
the same title. But then, and I think the beauty of what, like the simple things like journaling, walking, relaxing, appreciating things allows you to consider other options out there that are more meaningful for you. And you got an opportunity to go be with your sister, which is equally as much a part of you as any job could ever be. But you got to do it because of the fact that you landed in this situation that gave you an opportunity to prove something else.
Right. Well, you know, that identity piece that you're talking about, that was actually probably one of the bigger hurdles for me.
Sure.
Is just recognizing how intertwined my job and my personal identity had become. Mm. And it wasn't until, you know, all this happened that I really realized how deeply entrenched that was and the fear that it produced, that not having the job, not having the title, not, you know, having those kind of really exciting opportunities to do really cool things. You know, what did that mean if I didn't have those things?
Sure.
You know, who am I without those things?
Right.
And so that was really kind of a big question there in the beginning, is who am I?
Right.
And, you know, it was painful at times to realize how much of myself I'd given up, but it was also a great lesson. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was talking to a friend the other day, and they'd asked me something similar to what you just did, and I just said, well, I think the mistake I made, and I started going down, you know, is about my identity, giving up so much of myself and attaching it to these outside things, you know, like a title or a job or, you know, the company you work for. And I said, but actually, I said, I want to rephrase that. I don't think it was a mistake. It was a lesson I needed to learn. And so now I have the gift of that lesson, right?
Right.
And I'm not going to make that mistake again. And I think it's given me another platform, too, to share with, you know, because I'm super fortunate that I am on a few boards with some really wonderful young people who are young in their careers and, you know, climbing that ladder, you know, fast and furious, and they're talented and brilliant, and, you know, and hopefully being able to, you know, kind of that. I sound like I'm 100 years old, but, you know, just share some wisdom.
Right, right. Well, you have acquired a lot of wisdom, that's for sure.
Well, I just think, you know, it's, I think it is a good thing to feel good about your job and to get those promotions and to work hard. Those things all do feel good.
Yep.
But, you know, your identity is a very sacred thing.
Yeah, and the way I look at it is, I just say it's kind of like it's your suitcase of, you have your suitcase of skills and talents and the things that you get to do in the workplace. And I think when something like this shows up, it gives you a good opportunity to unpack some of the things that maybe you don't want to take with you as you move forward, and to be able to unpack some of the things that you do want to do more of and grow in that direction.
Oh my God, that's so well said. Very well said. And I think that's what I spent, you know, most of the last year doing then is unpacking and then packing again.
Yeah.
You know, putting back in the things I wanted to keep.
Yes.
And then, you know, an amazing opportunity, you know, somewhat fell in my lap that, you know, aligned with the things I did want to keep.
Yes. And I think that the other thing that I've noticed that is a real asset for you is that you do have an open mind. Like, I don't have to go scrambling to get the perfect job right now. I'm allow opportunities to show up, and I can dip my toe in them and see if this is what I want to do. So can you say a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I think, you know, early on, I, you know, spent a lot of time, you know, praying about this, and I'm a meditator, and my sister owns a yoga studio back east, so we do her yoga, you know, virtually a couple times a week. And so I'm lucky to be surrounded by people who have great practices and encourage me in mine. But I kept having this vision of just living life with arms wide open.
Mm.
And it's something that, like, my nieces hear me say, my daughter hears, anybody who's around me very much hears me say.
Right.
And here's the thing, you just have to relinquish the fear and just have faith that everything is going to work out. And that's the beauty of, you know, middle age, is that we've been through so much. And guess what? Each time another door opens and something happens that you may not have even ever imagined. And that's happened to me over and over again in my life. Every time that I think, oh my gosh, this is horrible. How am I going to go on? You know, gosh, I've worked so hard for this and now I don't have this. And,
right.
You know, or, you know, whether it was a marriage or a business or whatever it is, a job. But guess what? Something always comes back.
Yes.
And you just have to have your arms open, ready to embrace it. Otherwise, it might just go right past you.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes that's a matter of time, too. It's just a matter of, you know, getting all the pieces of the puzzle so that everything kind of lines up for you.
Right.
And not being in too much of a hurry.
Exactly. Well, and I'll say that you and I have had conversations about this too, because I think there is a temptation to very quickly transition into something else, mm-hmm. because that's what the world tells you.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm 8 years away from retirement, so kind of I'm using air quotes right now. The smart thing to do would have been to just take one of these positions, you know, somewhere around the country and dive right back into it, right?
Yeah.
And I'd be back with, you know, great salary, great title, you know, benefits and, you know, all of those things. But what would come with that is, you know, is giving up your time, because these are all jobs that you work a tremendous number of hours, and the stress and everything else, and your phone ringing 24/7. And I just wasn't ready for that. I wasn't saying no forever, but I just wasn't ready to go back to that. And I knew that when I did go back into some kind of professional position like that, it wasn't going to look the same as it did before.
Right. Yes. And, you know? And I think that, you know, your patience will definitely pay off. And more times than not, I see that happen with clients. It's like sometimes it's just a matter of knowing when it's the right move and not trying to force it so much.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting though, because, you know, not everybody believes that. And
nope.
So I've been following my own inner compass on this, but it's not always been validated. That's probably a better way to say it. But, you know, my family or some friends that, you know, think that I should be jumping right back into it, and I should be doing all these things. You know, you need to be practical and all of this. And so, you know, I appreciate, because I don't think anybody's saying any of these things because they don't, you know, they don't care about me or anything. I think they care deeply about me. But at the same time, I'm finally at a place in my life where what I think and what I feel matters most to me.
Absolutely true. Anyways,
it only took me 56 years to get there.
Well, you know, we're a work in progress for sure. Anyways, it's time for us to take another break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Yvonne Smith, and she has recently had the opportunity to be released from a former position that she loved and grew from, and is now embarking upon a journey to discover what she might be doing next. And she's just got a very open attitude about it. And I love that. And that's why I wanted to share her story today. So, Yvonne, let's look forward for you. If you could imagine the ideal position for you, what characteristics would it have?
So, it would have flexibility. It would have creativity. It would involve travel. It would involve some kind of coaching or mentoring. I really enjoy that a great deal. I'd love to be a part of a team again. I'm loving the work that I'm doing now. I would say the only caveat I have is that I have a very kind of solitary, you know, when you're doing consulting work, you're pretty solitary. I mean, mm-hmm. I do get to interact with people for sure, but
right.
I'm not part of a big team like I was before.
Sure.
And I just really loved that. But I think, you know, one of the things that I want to be sure too is that whatever I do, that it has some kind of positive impact in the world beyond money.
Nice.
I certainly think, you know, I've extensive business development background. I love money. I want to make money and lots of it. And I want you to, and I want everyone to. And, but there needs to be, it needs to be money and, you know, or this other thing and money.
Sure.
But I want to do something that makes a difference in this world. I just know that, you know, I have skills and talent that I think can do something to make life better for somebody.
Love that. Absolutely love that. So a friend of mine who lives in New York City, she told me what she did when she was in a situation similar to what you are in. And she had what she called 50 cups of coffee. And she got together once a week or twice a week with someone that she either knew or felt compelled to reach out to and ask if she could meet them for a cup of coffee and tell them the characteristics and qualities of the work that it is that she truly wanted to do. And she landed the most amazing job, and it was, by the time she ended up having 30 coffees, she couldn't believe all the opportunities that had landed in her lap. So have you ever thought about doing something similar to that, or are you doing something like that?
Oh my gosh, I absolutely love, love, love that. And I remember you sharing that with me last year. And so I kind of did a virtual version. I certainly have done probably 15 coffees. So I did take that idea. I wasn't as disciplined as your friend, and I probably need to definitely do that.
Well, you're having fun too, so.
the fun part is for sure in full swing. So, you know, just staying in touch with people. That's one commitment I made, is that I wanted to be sure that I stayed in touch with people. So I was really fortunate to be, like I said, I had been involved on several boards and different organizations. And then just, I grew up here. I know a lot of people and everything. And so I've been very conscientious about staying in touch with people, whether it's through texts or phone calls, or I've gotten better about writing letters and sending postcards. I just got back from 4 weeks in Europe, and I sent postcards to lots of people and family. And
nice.
I think, you know, one of the blessings of this time has been some realizations of how I want to live these, you know, whatever time I have left on this planet, how do I want to live?
Yeah.
And one of them is the people I love, I want them to know I love them.
Mm-hmm.
And how do people know that you love them? Not just that you say it, but you have to show up, right?
Right.
So, you know, I've been traveling quite a bit with the consulting work I'm doing. So whenever I get a chance to see family and friends, I go a couple days early or stay a few days late. I've had a few family members who've had things happen, my sister, my cousin, they've had some medical emergencies, and, you know, I've been able to drop everything and go be with them. And it's meant more to me, I'm sure, than it even meant to them.
Right.
You know, just to be able to walk beside them. And it's just been important to me.
Yep. And again, you know, I always feel like when something as probably it might have felt a little bit catastrophic when you got the news that your position is being eliminated. And I always say, it's like I have this place of calm when I know that happens to people, because I see it all the time, 100% of the time, that somewhere down the road, it becomes apparent why that happened, because there's a big benefit that's going to follow. It's just so hard to see it at that moment.
Right. And like I said, even in on the day, I knew it.
Yeah.
I mean, I already knew. But that doesn't mean you don't feel,
right,
you know, the devastation of it. Because you definitely do, even if you know in your heart of hearts and your head. And what's nice about having that knowledge is that it does help you get through that so much quicker.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You know, but I'm not going to say that it's like a one and done, because certainly there's times, you know, I'll run into people that I used to work with, and I will miss them. You know, you see them and you have that moment of like, oh, geez, you know. But at the same time, I'm excited about, you know, where I've been able to go since then. And, you know, the consulting work that I'm doing now is helping me to fulfill a lifelong dream that I've had to travel the world.
Nice.
And I've been lucky because I've traveled a ton, but I'm doing even more traveling. You know, I mean, this is a dream come true for me.
Right. And, you know, and I love that you are weaving in, like, you're not committing to a full-time corporate career right now. You are just dabbling in things that you love, and who knows what introductions will be made, who's going to see who you're, you know, what your gifts and talents are. The door is open and your arms are open, and that's a beautiful thing.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. So I'm so happy for you. I can't wait to see how everything unfolds. We are all out of time already, so thanks for listening in, and please be sure to join me next month. And in the meantime, remember, now is your life. Get out there and really live it.